And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. Hey, listen, before I go any further, folks, you guys have heard me talk about my friends at the law firm of Riley and Jackson. I mean, they really are. They're friends of mine. They're great guys that run that firm. They're based in Birmingham, but they practice all over the state of Alabama. And they've been working on those Camp Lejeune lawsuits. And they told me, by the way, they've got several Right Side Radio listeners now that have they've signed up as clients. So thank you for calling them and getting yourselves in the right position with them to work some of that out. As I was talking with them most recently, though, they told me they're also working on another project. And it was enough to where I thought, okay, I got to talk about that one, too. So here's the bottom line. If you're out there in the listening audience and you were a firefighter or you were in the military using firefighting foam, it has been proven that some of the firefighting foams that have been out there for quite a while actually cause cancer. It's a proven link between this use of this firefighting foam and certain types of cancers. So I also want to encourage you. They're working this case right now. There's a potential there for a claim that, you know, you could be eligible for. If you or someone you know has been a firefighter or in the military and you use firefighting foam and developed cancer, you should call the attorneys at Riley and Jackson. I mean, they won't charge you for this phone call. They'll actually get somebody on the phone, a real person, to talk to you and give you the straight skinny on what they know and what they can do for you. So here's their phone number. You ready? Riley and Jackson. The number is 205-879-5000. That's Riley and Jackson, 205-879-5000. They'll tell you if you have a case. They won't charge you a dime unless they can get some money for you. Just give them a call. And by the way, tell them you heard about it on the Right Side Radio. I get the biggest kick when they say, Phil, we got another guy person for your show. Good stuff. I got to do that thing, Boomer. You going to time it? Oh, that's right. I'll just go ahead and do it. No representation made. The quality of legal service be performed is greater than the quality of legal service for other lawyers. There you go. You think that was a fast one?
I think you weren't trying.
I wasn't trying, so it went faster.
I was answering all of your texts over here. There's so many of them coming
They're in. Blowing up, man. Text string is like, so yesterday we sent out a texting, like a poll. We wanted to know what races folks around our listening audience were thinking about. Well, we have tons of listeners. Like the stations that we listen to, the stations that we play on, all said and done, talking to the station managers, getting a feel for the listening audience, it's estimated right now Right Side Radio is talking to upwards of 25 to 30,000 people a week. Now, not all of those are on the text string, otherwise Boomer and I might lose our gourd. Yesterday we sent out a texting poll, and we had, well over 200 respondents to the texting poll yesterday. Boomer, wouldn't you think?
Oh, absolutely.
Easily? Yeah, easily. So love that audience participation. That's just good stuff. Okay. I gotta tell you, home fries. There are some things happening on Alabama's ballot that you gotta know. Some of this is gonna be localized, but there are things. So I spent a whole bunch of time early in the show talking about freedom on the ballot, the ballot initiatives that are being voted on in a variety of states. We talked with Stephanie Smith and Jeff Poor about their thoughts about the national picture of elections. Let me tell you some things that are happening in Alabama that deal with our elections. First of all, do know this. The Alabama Party, Democrat Party, is in complete disarray. That's actually the title of an 1819 news story by my friend Jeff Poor. Came out today. Alabama Democrats in disarray on Election Day. It says the leadership change in the Alabama Democratic Party is not going as smoothly as Democrats had hoped, and party chairman Randy Kelly made it public the night before voters headed to the polls. I mean, it's just never good to air your dirty laundry, but especially when it has an ability to impact what you're working on. Like, talk about disillusioning some people who may have gone to the polls and helped you out. It says, in a memo sent to members of the Alabama Democratic Party's executive committee and county chairs on Monday, Kelly criticized his party's vice chairwoman, Tabitha Eisner, claiming her correspondence to party members was not authorized and was an effort to frustrate, undermine, interfere, and prevent his party from moving forward. I've got a copy of the memo. So here's the bottom line. Infighting in the state Democrat Party continues, and it continues in a big way. So Randy Kelly, chair of the Democrat Party, kind of the belief that he's part of the old Joe Reed wing of the party, He's now in charge, and yet Tabitha Eisner, she sent out a memo to the entire party, and he didn't like that. So he sent a memo to the state executive committee, which is a lot of people, and he says this, as I hate to bother you with this matter, it appears it's not going to stop, and it's not helpful. The vice chair ran for chair of the Alabama Democrat Party, and she lost, but she refuses to accept the results. Election denier. I was elected as chair without a runoff, but our vice chair is doing everything in her command to frustrate, undermine, interfere, and prevent the Democratic Party from moving forward. She's also challenging my leadership. Please let this letter serve as notice. The vice chair has no authority, has not been given any authority to contact you individually. I mean, that's the Democrat Party in Alabama. I mean, for the love. Not only are you airing your dirty laundry, but you're doing it in such a way that it makes headlines on the eve of what you exist for. You know, they don't exist for anything else. They're not there for some sports season. They're not there to make a profit. They are there allegedly to help win elections for Democrats. And on the eve of the election, they get out there and go, "We ain't got our act together. We hate each other." That's how much things are going on over here. Wow. All right, I got better stuff than that, though. Things that are on Alabama's ballot, we'll talk about it. Home fries, that's number two. We'll be right back. And we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right. Time now, 4:35 p.m. Go home time for a lot of you. I just talked about home fries a minute ago, and John from Huntsville said, "You're always making me hungry." Sorry, John. Speaking of which, I'll just go ahead and make you hungrier then. So Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations in our listening area. And, man, I'm telling you, I've been to both of them. I love both. And they are designed for you to be able to hang out. So both places have, you know, great spots where you can sit, you can use the Wi-Fi, you can read a book. You literally have the opportunity to just kind of hang out, meet with friends. I mean, the environment there is inviting and designed to be inviting. So consider that. If you need a break during the day, you want to get away from the rat race, you just need to stop what you're doing and go somewhere else, that might be the spot. Get you a big old cappuccino or a great cup of just hot, black, light roast, medium roast, or dark roast, freshly ground coffee. And then they got a menu of like things like salads and wraps and sandwiches and omelets and waffles. And I'm just saying, Just Love Coffee Cafe. It's so worth checking out. Two locations in our listening area, one on Hughes Road in Madison out towards City Hall, and the other on South Parkway in Huntsville. Check them out and tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, I'm in number two of the Triple Dipper. I'm calling it home fries. Don't ask me why. This came up. Sometimes my head does things. Well, I'm getting the show ready early in the morning to send it to Boomer so he can help me get the documents all printed out for me to highlight and do all the things that I do. And like I'm holding one up to the screen right now. I literally just like run through highlighters on this show. I just come up with stuff. And this one just came out. Home fries. I'm calling it home fries. Things that are on the ballot here at home. Things that are happening around this listening area, around this state. I'm not talking about whether they're voting on legalizing marijuana in South Dakota. I'm talking about things like this. I think one of the biggest local elections, when I say biggest, one of the most important local elections in the entire state of Alabama. For those of you in the listening area in Jefferson County, if you haven't voted yet, you need to know your sheriff's race has got to be one of the biggest races on any ballot at the local level, which is kind of interesting because I didn't realize until most recently, talking to Jared Hudson, the guy who's running for as a Republican for sheriff in Jefferson County, the sheriff's office is a constitutional office, meaning it is considered to be one of the offices that has statewide import, even though it's at the local level. All that to say, it's also one of the chief executives of the entire county. Jefferson County, the biggest county in the state, needs some work in terms of cleaning up the crime and things that are hurting Jefferson County and the Birmingham area. A guy named Jared Hudson, former Navy SEAL, master's degree, runs his own business, law enforcement, multiple combat tours as a SEAL, is running as the Republican for sheriff in Jefferson County. And he is a no fooling. It's not like, so we've had him on the show, what, I guess two or three times. Boomer, once in studio, had about a good lengthy hour-long interview with him. But Jared is legit, man. I mean, you look at this and you go, okay, he's a Navy SEAL, but can he put two sentences together? Yes. Oh, yes, he can. Got an MBA, CEO of his own business. He's also very involved in, he and his wife, Lauren, founded a 501c3 called Covenant Rescue Group that fights human trafficking. So this guy's got a heart for people, and he's got the skill set. He's got leadership qualities. He's got charisma. He comes across strong. So he's 37 years old. He's running for sheriff of Jefferson County against Sheriff Mark Pettway. Pettway has been in law enforcement as a Democrat. He's a Democrat. Has been in law enforcement for a number of years in the Birmingham area. I'm trying to think, when did he go? He first came on the force in 91. So Pettway's been in law enforcement in the Birmingham, Jefferson County area since 1991. Spent a lot of time on patrol, spent a lot of time as a corrections officer. He basically won a narrow election and beat out Sheriff Mike Hale, who had been there forever. He was the underdog in that race in 2018. Well, now it's looking like a tight race. And so, folks, if you're in Jefferson County, just understand that one of the, in terms of home fries, one of the things that's out there, you got a Navy SEAL special warfare operator, multiple tours in Iraq, Afghanistan, and other things, who still trains Navy SEALs with his business called the Shooting Institute, running as the Republican. He's the Republican on the ballot for sheriff in Jefferson County against Democrat Mark Pettway. There's that. How about this? So Alabama has 7 congressional seats. It's amazing the level of seniority we're starting to see in Alabama's congressional delegation. So Congressman Robert Adderholt, the 4th congressional district, which is, you know, runs from basically the Georgia line to the Mississippi line, just below Madison County and parts of Madison County, I believe. Anyway, Robert Adderholt has been in for quite a while, is going to be senior if Republicans take back the House, which they will. He'll be senior. He'll probably have a chairmanship of at least a subcommittee on House either appropriations or ways. I think it's Ways and Means. But the other very senior member of Alabama's congressional delegation is Mike Rogers. Mike Rogers over in the 3rd congressional district, which kind of runs down the Georgia line, multiple counties from like Calhoun running down through Lee County, Claiborne, that area. Parts of St. Clair, trying to think of what all. But anyway, the bottom line is, it looks like Mike Rogers may actually be the chair of House Armed Services. That's a big deal for Alabama, to have an actual chairman of one of the most major committees in all of Congress. Well, he's got a crowded race right now, believe it or not. So Mike Rogers, expected to win his race. He's the Republican, but he's got a Democrat, he's got a Libertarian, and he's got an Independent all on the ballot against him. So it's kind of interesting, though. You don't see independents very often because they have to actually go out and collect signatures to be allowed to get on the ballot because they don't have a party affiliation. They have to have basically collected signatures, kind of like a petition, if you will, and turn it in with verified signatures. Well, they got more than 9,000. They had to. A guy named Doug Bell is running as an independent. Calls himself a fiscal conservative, supports term limits. So I'm not really sure why he's decided to be an independent. There's got to be something that makes him different. Maybe he thought he couldn't win the primary. Democrat Lynn Veazey, she is a, I think she's a pastor. I think she says the pastor calls herself a candidate for common good. So, okay, so Democrat Lynn Vesey is a female Lynn who is a pastor. On the ballot also is a libertarian who actually changed his name. His name is Thomas Sick of D.C. Kasson. He's changed his name to Sick of D.C. Okay, guess what, Thomas? You're not going to win the race, and your name change is going to stick with you. But that's how his name is going to be on the ballot, because he actually legally changed his name. That's happening in Alabama right now. We talked about those ballot initiatives, the ballot amendments. I went through them in great detail. Last Friday, Boomer, was it? Friday we did the ballot amendments? Yeah. Which you said that ballot amendment podcast is our what?
It was the third most download podcast ever.
Like it beat Ted Nugent.
It is beating Ted Nugent.
I don't understand that, but okay. Okay. Don't tell Ted.
I mean, I get it. A lot of people didn't understand the amendments, including myself, so that was very beneficial for me. I was even on some text threads and calls with some family members, and they were like, what are all these amendments? I'm like, well, let me tell you. You should go listen to the podcast.
And there you were, knowledgeable and ready for those water cooler conversations
right.
We always talk about.
That's right.
Educate, enlighten, empower, and entertain you. There you go. Good job, man. But anyway, of those ballot initiatives, interesting. There have been the mayors of Alabama have been coming out asking for people to vote for certain amendments. I didn't realize this till recently. So a storyline came out on AL Daily News, which was an update to another story they had run in July. It says a message from Big Ten mayors. The first amendment on the ballot, aside from the constitutional reorganization, which is separate from an amendment. Amendment number one. The Big Ten mayors, the Big Ten is the 10 biggest cities. The 10 biggest cities are in order here. Auburn, Birmingham, Decatur, Dothan, Hoover, Huntsville, Madison, Montgomery, Tuscaloosa. I think I got it, and Mobile. So those are the Big Ten. The Big Ten mayors have jointly called for the people of the state to vote in favor of what's called a Niles Law. It's amendment number one. So under Alabama law, you may remember, judges have limited authority to be able to deny bail. If someone commits a violent offense, it has to be charged with a capital offense, meaning murder, or actually pose a known flight risk before a judge can withhold bail. All right? A Niles law says no. A Niles law literally is, as passed by the legislature, would change that and allow judges the discretion to hold somebody without bail if they are accused of a major dangerous crime. And I think that's important, especially as we see things. It's named after, by the way, a young lady who was violently murdered. And she was 19 years old. She was a Southern Union Community College student. She was kidnapped and murdered in 2019. Her accused murderer was out on bail awaiting trial for charges of kidnapping, attempted murder, and robbery. And a judge was having to use a constitution that was outdated that required him to release the person on bail, and then he went out and took someone's life, a Nia. So it's a Niles law, and the mayors of the Big Ten are asking you to please vote for it. I will say this, the mayors have also gotten together, which doesn't always happen, by the way, the mayors have also gotten together on Amendment 6. This is interesting. So Amendment 6, it's funny what you find out in the law. It's been 8 years in Montgomery. I didn't know this, that there is a decades-old provision deep in Alabama's legal system that requires certain municipal governments, they're not allowed to use existing revenues. They have to, if they want to do infrastructure, they have to, like building parks or building roads, they have to do a bond issue and borrow it and incur the interest and pay it back like a debt. Well, why? If you've got the money, why can't you just allocate existing funds? I don't know. Well, Amendment 6 would allow that to happen. So Amendment 6 allows some home rule to return back to municipalities and say, if you already have the money, you don't have to take out a bond. You can go ahead and go forward by reappropriating funds. Your voters will hold you accountable. That's on your home fry ballot. And then lastly, I'll say this. There actually are some competitive state house races and state senate races. There's 140 seats in the state legislature, by the way, 140. 35 in the Senate, 105 in the House. Out of that, though, just 25 of those House seats have both a Republican and a Democrat in the race. That's interesting. In the Senate, only 8 have a multi-party ballot. So, but of those, the most competitive ones are mostly in Huntsville. House District 25 in Madison County, Republican Philip Rigsby against Democrat Mallory Hagan. That's going to be a head-to-head. We'll see where it goes to replace former Speaker of the House, Mac McCutcheon. And then Senate District 2, which has parts of Limestone and Lauderdale counties, incumbent Republican Tom Butler has got a challenger, a Democrat named Kim Lewis. And because of redistricting, that district is not as red as it used to be. So it's going to be interesting to see how that turns out. So there's 2 up in the northern part of our listening area. And then way down south outside the listening area, you've got a longtime Democrat, very liberal, Democrat Vivian Figures in the state Senate is being challenged by a Republican named Pete Ream. But the district was redrawn, and hers is less blue now. So we'll see what happens there. And then the last one for the break. My friend has been on the show multiple times, Republican Charlotte Meadows. She's facing a Democrat named Philip Insler. Her district was drawn, and it was just wrong, in my opinion. It was drawn to be more blue. I don't know why Republicans let that happen. But the end result is she's in a position where her race is close, and I am hoping for Charlotte Meadows, who's a school choice, super warrior, to stay in office. All right, Boomer, take us to the break, brother. We'll take the last break of the day here on Election Day. I did not get the diesel fumes. It's almost getting anticlimactic now. Like, do I do it tomorrow? Boomer, help me out, bro.
We'll see. We also got the Grand Council tomorrow.
I do. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right. So, hey, by the way, I got to tell you, ZLA Solutions, man, those guys have been kicking it. If you're looking for a job, these are people that have jobs posted right now. Go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. They've got jobs, great jobs, posted with major employers all over North Alabama. If you're an employer and you're looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce, they can help you with that. I mean, they can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing if necessary, all of it. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, I always say it, don't matter. ZLA Solutions, they can get the jobs and the people lined up. Onesies and twosies or a whole shift, you just let them know. They'll do it. ZLAUSA.com is the website. And please tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. They're friends of mine, and they're just doing good work. I'm going to run to the phones here in 1 second. I got to tell you, though, I got a couple of texts here. John from Huntsville texted in and wanted me to know that Culver City, the one that I said earlier, was passing an ordinance or trying to pass an ordinance that allows 16-year-olds to vote. He says he lived out that way. He said Culver City is not a small town. It's a city within the city limits of Los Angeles. It's representative of L.A. and therefore a good way to test the idea. It's a younger demographic, and so, John, good perspective. Thank you for that. Appreciate you listening. JT from Lacey Springs says, with regards to the amendments, he goes, you're sorting and giving clarity to the amendments provided separation of the fly feces from the black pepper. Thanks. I don't know what that means, but I think, okay, I hope that's good, JT. Appreciate you, man. Let me run to the phone. Is that Jeff? Jeff from Indiana. Jeff from Indiana, I heard you were out of uniform today, man. What happened?
I was a bad boy today, Phil. I voted to end democracy.
Yeah, you voted to I hope you voted to end kakistocracy.
Well, that's already there, though. I'm sure the Don McLean will probably write a song about it before long. The day that democracy died.
Oh, no. I think it's going to be just the opposite, brother. I think we promoted democracy today. I have a good feeling. But so let me ask you this, though. You said you didn't wear your right side shirts, what I'm hearing. You were out of uniform.
I know that was. I had to get ready to go to work and everything. I did it on the way to work, and I didn't want to get it dirty. And I almost wore my Dale Jackson Let's Go Brandon shirt, which would have probably been an even better thing to wear.
So knowing that you drive a route on a regular basis, did you stop and vote in every state along the way?
Well, I guess if I was a Democrat, I could.
Oh, my gosh.
More the merrier, you know. But, you know, the thing about it is Alabama's about like Indiana. You know, we've pretty much everything come down to just local races and everything. And I did something today I've never done before, and I actually voted straight ticket.
No kidding. Yeah.
And
I'd done the same, and it always kind of scares me because I'm bubbling in one as opposed to all of them. But, you know, I still get it.
Yeah, and like I say, it's not so much, you know, people need to go vote because it's not so much that the federal elections, it's the down ballot, the local elections. I guess you have local elections on the ballot this week, don't you?
Oh yeah. We got a lot of stuff happening around Alabama. Localized. I mean, mayors and town councils run at different times, but yes.
Right. And that's what it boils down to. You know, you got to go vote in those elections, even though you know you're going to go red. So, yeah, pull the lever for the right people that, you know, you need to get in those offices.
I had my wife just texted me a few minutes ago. She had a friend tell her that she went to vote in a small community near here called Center, and that the man that gave her ballot actually handed her a filled-out sample Democrat ballot, which she took it back up and complained, and he got all flustered and said, "That was an accident. I'm so sorry. Hope it was."
Yeah.
Hey, right. Jeff, the music's playing, man. We got to run. You have a great day, and we'll talk again soon about how today went out, all right?
Yes, let's hope everything goes right tonight.
I agree. Goes right, like just plain right. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Boomer and I back here tomorrow, too. You guys have an amazing night. We'll see you then.